All right, howlers, let's get howling. But first, a couple quick warnings. First warning, this podcast contains adult content.
Don't be a pixie.
Second warning, this podcast contains spoilers for the entire Red Rising saga and Project Hail Mary and the movie Project Hail Mary.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, wherever. At HowlerPod. TikTok is at HowlerPod Official. Subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can see Ben's new haircut.
Wow. That's not something we need to be talking about.
And 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then if you can't see me, I did a thumbs up.
And now, HowlerPod.
Ow!
HowlerPod, your podcast for all things Red Rising, where every episode we dive deep to break down, celebrate, and discuss all aspects of the fantastic Red Rising saga by Howler number one, Pierce Brown.
Ow, ow!
I am your host, Ben Reinert. I am joined today, as always, by the amazing Aaron Ayers.
Hello, Howlers. Amaze.
Aaron, what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Project Hail Mary, both the book and the movie, full spoilers.
Full spoilers. So if you haven't
read or seen it, the movie and book are very similar.
Do not get mad at us. Full spoilers.
Full spoilers, you pixies. Go home. Stay on Earth, you little bitches.
All right, well, let's load up the star shell and shoot straight into our Project Hail Mary discussion.
With the astrophage and Tau Amoeba. If you don't know what I just said, go away.
Let's start with the book first. What was your book reading experience like with Project Hail Mary?
So both times I listened to it, and Ray Porter is fantastic.
I've heard a lot of good things about the audiobook.
Yeah, Ray Porter also does Bobaverse, and I'm currently catching up on book 5 because I just missed that it came out. that's what happens when I read series before they're out. And I just need more Ray Porter in my life. But thanks to the movie, he's kind of like blowing up, which is great because he's a fantastic narrator. So I never physically read it. But the first time, like, was shooketh with the I had no idea what was happening.
Yeah,
you know, when had Rocky showed it, up.
Had you read like The Martian, or you've read The Martian?
I read The Martian and I read Artemis.
Artemis, okay, so you knew the style.
Yeah, but neither of those have aliens,
right?
So that was a surprise.
Yep.
What was your experience like?
I eyeball read the book.
Got it.
I think I bought it probably like a year or two ago. After okay. Christmas, got, you know, and then read it shortly after that and loved it. I enjoyed my Martian experience. I enjoyed Artemis.
Did you know anything about it? Like, did you like the cold open?
Yeah.
Where you don't know where you are? Like,
yes.
I didn't
have any idea. I had no idea Rocky was coming. I really had not, like, I'm an Andy Weir fan, but I wasn't like, you know, like I need to read this right away when it comes out, you know. I wasn't like tracking it or anything. I just had heard a lot of good things, had liked his books in the past.
Nice.
And so then I picked it up and read it, and I was like, I loved it. I'll say that, like, especially and we'll get into this a little bit, which I think like the movie takes out, which or not takes out, but like
has to yada yada
extracts and uses really well, is like the emotional relationship between Ryland and Rocky. That's the part that hit me the most. Some of the science stuff gets pretty deep, I would say.
My notes, I wrote science fiction with a capital S. Yeah. However, The Martian is way more extra capital S.
It's a lot of science, yeah.
This is a little more accessible. Yep. And then I'd say Artemis is even more except Artemis to me is even more like YA. It's more,
yeah, I don't know why, easier that one to kind read. Of like nobody talks about it. It was a good book.
It's good, yeah.
It's kind of like it's like a murder mystery on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I remember.
They're living on the
moon.
I
like the main character on that one a lot.
It's a girl main character.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I wrote similar to Martian, but with a snarky, sarcastic, bad attitude main character.
That is, I will say, like, for me with the book, I did not really like Ryland.
He's very snarky, bad attitude.
So
obviously,
I just thought he was like a big dork. Like, he's a big dork.
That's why my first reaction when I found out it was going to be Ryan Gosling was like, that's not Ryland. Like, yeah. I love Ryan Gosling.
I know.
Ryland's like a nerdy dick face.
I had similar thoughts. Yeah. 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 And but I do want to talk about the Gosling casting at some point. But
of course, Gosling makes everyone likable. So.
Yeah. But yeah, what did you... But I mean, for me, like, the thing I enjoyed most about the book was Rocky. Like... That whole relationship, the way that he turns Ryland into a much more likable character.
Yeah.
For me, that's what really worked the best. I hated the ending of the book, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You don't like the whimsy?
I did not.
Of the Rocky children, baby Rockies?
I don't know. And I'll talk about this with the... It works much better for the movie.
Sure. Yeah.
But
you said that when we walked out of the movie.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the book so much, but I thought Ryland should have died.
Sure.
Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think him like making that ultimate sacrifice that he chose to make to save Rocky, like that should have been
choice. Completes his character way more in the books, because like the movie holds it back. Like, obviously, like the twist at the very end is like Ryland is a coward and he was like forced to go on this trip.
Yeah.
And I felt like the arc, because you spend like a lot more time getting to know Ryland, getting to like see him figuring it out. And like, he's trying to figure it out for so long. And then he figures out that he's a coward.
Yeah.
And then to me, like
he's our anti-hero.
Yeah. The beat needs to be like, he then sacrifices himself.
And is a hero.
And is a hero.
Not a
for
coward.
That reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ending just like, it felt too like trite and sweet for me.
But it was so cute in the movie.
But I'm also like the
little
person,
puppy dog,
right?
Rockies.
I enjoy a downer ending, and I would like prefer that to like a you know, the happy ending. So that's just me.
I could see it both ways.
So I came out of it, I was like, great book, great relationship. I would die for Rocky.
Definitely.
But at the same time, I hated the ending.
The book too, I think, paints Rocky as like, Rocky's a hero, Rocky's brave, he's capable, he survived 45 years by himself, mm-hmm. not knowing why all his friends died, sitting there, and then, you know, Ryland comes in and is just this complaining, you know, he's obviously good at science, but that's about all he's good at.
Yeah, he calls him on his shit much more.
So I think in the book, I think if you haven't read the book and you've only seen the movie, you need to read the book just to like get more of Rocky's full character.
Yeah.
It was hard for them to do in the movie, I think, because he's like a cute rock.
Yeah. Rock spider.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. So now let's switch to like movie focus.
Okay.
What's your movie review? How'd you feel clocking out?
Fucking loved it, dude.
It was awesome.
We saw it in an IMAX. I went deaf.
During the Dune trailer.
Well, so we saw Dune in that same theater, and I remember being like, we should have sat more forward because the speakers are right. We always sit at the back of theaters, me and Ben. And I was like, we need to remember during Dune not to sit this close to the speaker. And then we sat in the same spot. Yeah,
I think
we
need to find a different IMAX
Dune
theater.
The
Dune trailer almost exploded my head. Like, it was so loud.
I'm literally covering my ears and I'm vibrating to the... But it was good in the movie because the climax really like was able to...
Yeah, I didn't like note the sound being like overwhelmingly loud
It was great
during
though.
The movie, like just because there's a lot of quiet parts.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing fucking Civil War in that theater and like the gunshots in that movie?
It was that whole movie was over. Civil War was overwhelming for many reasons.
That was like traumatizing.
The movie was traumatizing. Yeah. Thanks, Cross. Yeah. Cross made us see it. But as for the Project Hail Mary movie, I loved it. I thought they were super true to the book. They picked out all the things I think they needed to. Mm-hmm. They yada-yadded the science, which is great.
Yep.
To make it not any longer. It didn't need to be any longer. And then also more palatable for non super science fiction nerds. Yep. So both our partners went with us and they loved it. They yeah. haven't read the book. And Amanda really, cried the whole time.
And not science fiction people at all. Both of them.
Ben's girlfriend's like sobbing next to me when they like part for the first time. And I'm like, he's coming back.
I know. I kept like, I told her before we went in, just as like, it has a happy ending. Don't
like,
worry.
Don't worry.
It has a happy ending. Like, it's going to be fine.
I teared up knowing he was coming back. I mean, the movie does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was amazing. I mean,
Ryan Gosling in like quirky sweaters and glasses. I was yeah. like, I'm sweating.
It was such a great time at the movies. Like, I would highly recommend
going to the theater.
To the theater, watching the movie.
It was packed, too. It was so like good. A weeknight and yep. it was packed.
Yep.
Love to see it.
Worth the money to spend the IMAX dollars, I
Get
would
your
say,
popcorn.
For sure. It was long, but like didn't ever really felt like it dragged. I felt like I said earlier, I felt like they pulled all the best parts out of the book mm-hmm. and made that into a movie, yeah. which was highly successful. They understood
great musical score.
Incredible music yeah. drops. Like, yeah, all around. I just thought it was a fantastic time.
I couldn't remember. Did they add in the movie the whole like VR room? I don't remember that from the book.
Yeah, that was an addition.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yep.
Good way to like show some of his flashbacks of just Earth to Rocky. Mm-hmm. And then in the book, I've read it twice. Then I saw the movie. Now I need to read it again to yeah. see. But did Rocky have the like Etch-a-Sketch in the book where he could like visualize stuff? Or that's just
they were doing like texture stuff for him to like, see by sound.
Was that in the book or that's just a visual representation of how he sees? You know what I mean?
I think it was a visual representation of how he sees. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But they were doing stuff like that, adding texture so he could bounce sound off of stuff. Yeah.
Or like see the screen, because obviously if it's just sound, he can't see the screen.
Right.
I thought that was really cool how they showed how Rocky sees, because, you know, I didn't really think about that in the book.
Yeah. 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 You get a lot more Rocky biology in the books. Obviously, there's a lot more time for that type of stuff. Let's talk Ryan Gosling. We've touched on it a little bit. We were
both very
skeptical.
Dude, when I saw the first trailer, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, he is too hot.
Yeah. I texted our
group
chat.
Ryland is too
I was like,
nerdy.
This does not work.
No.
I was like, I don't know how he's going to pull this off.
And Ryland's supposed to be like super nerd, no girlfriend.
It's like not even nerdy.
Failed scientist.
Yeah.
Like I'd expect him to be.
Bad jokes.
Yeah,
all
like
the time, like he's cringe.
I'd expect him to be more of like an incel. But I think the movie
he's like a corny
made
dork.
Him a lot more lovable.
Yeah.
Like you said, the book he's kind of hateable, but
yeah,
I mean you still end up liking him, but yes. at first, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, I was very skeptical of his casting. I remember texting our group chat with all our other Howler friends and being like, this is not going to work. And everybody's like, I think give it a chance.
We're like,
I was like,
boo,
I don't think
too hot.
And then he fucking nailed it. And they did a great job of building that character. And like I said, he's like much more likable from the get, from the jump.
Yeah.
And just like, that's that Ryan Gosling charm.
And he did great. Like
he sells all the corny jokes really well.
Right. And he's kind of like, he's still charming in himself, but he's kind of bumbling more. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes him, you believe that he's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
He is a genius as an actor.
Right. Yeah, they did a great job. I thought they, like I said, I was super skeptical that that was going to work, but yeah, it really makes the movie.
The casting of the lead Russian lady.
Ava Stratt.
Ava Stratt, yeah. I'm like, not Ilukna.
Yeah.
Not the one who dies. Spoiler. Everyone dies. No.
Her character was a little different too in the movie.
It was, yeah, it was different. But I like, they gave her more depth, I felt like. And the way they show her like regret or humanity through the karaoke song, mm-hmm. I was like, that really got me. That's a Harry Styles song. I didn't know that. It was really good.
I remember you telling me that afterwards. And I was like,
I know. I was like, this sounds like Elton John. Or like Queen or something.
I could have guessed 100 different names. Yeah. I would not have said Harry Styles. But yeah, it was great.
I love that part.
Okay. Well, so let's talk the true star of the movie now. And that's obviously Rocky.
Yes.
What do you think? Did they capture him in your mind's eye or how'd they do?
I thought they did a great job. He's a little different from what I imagined. I did imagine him bigger. I know like in the book they say like comes up to his knee, but I don't know. He was larger than life in my mind. Like he was like as big as Ryland in my mind. But I thought they did a really great job at making a Rock move and be as nimble as Rocky needs to be, but still you believe that it's a Rock.
That's a great call out, because this is like, they did all this stuff practically. All the sets are practical.
The puppetry.
They did a puppet for Rocky. And that shit pays off when you actually craft.
Because it didn't look like CGI.
A fucking movie. It's amazing what you get. Like, instead of just fucking CGIing everything and doing everything on a green screen.
Yeah.
Like, the movie has so much more heart and soul.
Well, and you believe Rocky's real.
Yes. Because like, there's actual real craft to the entire situation.
And the puppet is real. And then they obviously have to CGI once in a while, like when he's in the ball. But
that stuff matters. And I just do not understand why Hollywood like cannot get that through their head. Right. Like,
it's expensive.
Well, CGI is expensive too. They spend just as much on those types of things. It's all just easier and faster.
Yeah.
You know, like it takes longer. Yeah.
I think too, with AI blowing up, I think people are going to not stand for like shitty fake CGI slop, fake AI slop. I think we're gonna be like, no, we need the puppets. Yes. we need to see that it's real.
Like it's crazy how much more soul it puts into the whole enterprise when there's like actual people behind everything creating, crafting. It's beautiful. Like,
and
it really is.
And what talented puppeteers. I've seen the interview with the lead puppet guy, and he goes in depth of how they do it. They have like a small scale mock-up for like things where he couldn't, you know, you can't, he like the rolling and all that stuff, but then they also have a full-size puppet.
And did you see that he ended up becoming the voice of Rocky because of him and like Ryan riffing on set? That was cool too. So it's just,
and then
like,
what was the one where there was like a riff where Ryan's talking about his ex-girlfriend and he's like, now he's with Matt, and Matt's like the camera guy. And he's like, I hate Matt. Like, that was all improv. I don't know if it was Matt, but
like, just comparing this to like a Marvel movie that's made entirely on green screen.
Oh yeah.
It's
the like not main character offshoot Marvel ones are so bad.
It just
with the
drives me crazy that
the CGI
make movies like that. I don't know. It's just like,
we still watch them all.
I don't anymore. I've like,
yeah, I've missed a few.
Off.
I didn't watch.
It's just too much. Yeah. Like I said,
what's it called?
The care Marvel. And the time went into it with this movie. So that's why it's like, that to me is a reason why you should go out to the theater and watch it. It's
a fantastic movie. Yeah. We've seen some great movies this year. It's been great.
What did you think about the choice to reveal Rocky in the trailer?
I hated it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I get why they need to do it, I guess. I don't know. The minute I saw it, I texted you guys. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It was an interesting choice. Yeah.
It was a huge part of my experience reading it. And it was like you have the anticipation, like the adrenaline you get from like, oh, what is it?
Yeah.
You know, and then especially the discovery,
yeah,
like the small discovery of Rocky,
mm-hmm,
getting to know him, like
the blips,
blip A, yeah. Blip B. So I think if you hadn't read it before you saw that, I think it took away the magic of that, of reading that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I get if you're just a layperson, non-reader, non-science fiction fan, they probably want you to know there's an alien rock before you go see it.
Yeah.
And are like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. What did you think?
I was thinking about it because at first I was kind of like, that was interesting. I don't know why they did that. You know, it's kind of a twist in the book. And it comes like pretty... It's not like it happened in the first part of the book, you know. You spend a lot of time with Ryland.
You spend a lot of time not knowing where you are, not knowing why you're there.
Yeah. And
you're in space.
It was interesting to me. I think the reason that they did it is because the whole like beating heart of the movie is the relationship of Ryland and Rocky. That's not necessarily the same thing. Like the book is different in that way. Like it's a lot more just about Ryland. It's a lot of science.
A
lot of internal monologue. Yeah. So the reason they pulled all the Ryland Rocky relationship out of the book and they made that the core of the movie.
Yeah.
So I can see like why they would put him in the trailer, because it's really, that's what the movie is about. It's about the two of them together overcoming this.
Best bros.
Exactly. And so it's much more of like a buddy movie.
Yeah.
Then like the book is not, I wouldn't call it like a buddy book, you know, it's not like a,
it takes longer,
it takes
for the,
much longer for that to develop
that friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think like making that the core of the movie was a great choice. And then revealing it in the trailer is less egregious just because that is what the movie's about.
Sure.
So I didn't mind it after thinking about it, but at first I was definitely like, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah.
You know? Cause like, it's cool to see Rocky the first time. Especially the first meeting when you're like, is this going to go bad or whatever? You don't think that they're going to become best friends.
Well, yeah, you don't know if it's a bad guy.
Right.
Especially going in blind,
like,
you're like,
very dangerous. Yeah.
Is this a bad alien?
Yeah.
Is it an alien? You know, is it a robot? I don't know.
Let's talk some of the book versus movie changes. We've already discussed several.
After I saw the movie, I'd just randomly be like, oh, they didn't do that. Oh, and then I say to John and be like, hey, by the way, in the book. And then John was like looking up facts online about the book and he's like, did you know this? And I was like, that's not true. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I hate the internet. They're just saying random shit.
Yeah.
I forgot which one it was. Oh, he was saying, did you know in the book that Ryland, it doesn't like, refuse to go, that he like volunteers to go. I was like, that's like a whole part, that's like the main part of the book.
Yeah, no, that definitely
he was happened. Like what? He's like reading that's fake hilarious. Shit online. Yeah, I'm like, just like ask me questions.
Google Gemini just going off.
And I was like, you need to listen to the audiobook.
That's so funny. So we already kind of talked about there's a lot of Ryland alone time. Like he spends a lot of time figuring out what he's doing.
Well, you wake up.
Where he's going.
He doesn't know his name.
Yeah.
So like, even in the movie,
that whole
that's
part
a
is
change.
Much, much longer.
In the movie, he wakes up and the ship says his name. But in the book, the ship won't let him do anything until he says his own name.
Right.
Which obviously, it's not that big of a deal. But it like,
yeah,
you know, it drops you off kind of in a different spot.
He spends a lot of time figuring out why he's there, spends a lot of time sciencing already, like figuring out the problems.
Or like flashback to teaching and sciencing.
One thing I liked a lot that was a good change was the introduction of Carl.
Yeah. Carl was new, right?
Yeah, that was like his security basically. Uh-huh. It was like
Carl didn't have like a personality in the book.
Right.
Or a character name, right?
In the book, Ryland's like, we get Ryland's internal monologue like the entire time. We're just listening to Ryland.
Yeah, right.
So like they took all of that and
made
this person for him to talk to.
Right.
But then
so
Carl,
when he's
like
talking about making the box and how astrophage attracted the light, that's all internal. But with Carl, you see.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was a great. And then you get the betrayal too.
Yeah. It's like, there's like a heartfelt moment. between the two of them. And then like Carl is like sees Ryland in a way that he doesn't see himself. Yeah, like Ryland doesn't see himself. And I think that like,
you mean like when he's like sending, like making him go to space.
Yeah. And he's like, he knows that Ryland's like capable of doing this.
Yeah.
But Ryland doesn't believe it in himself. I feel like that
moment.
And
he's a coward and scared to die.
Yeah, like translates so, so good, so well, because I don't know, just like, yeah, I do, like gives Ryland, when he remembers that.
Yeah.
Like gives him the go, like I can do this type thing. So I thought that was a great addition, great way to get us out of Ryland's head and then build another little relationship that humanizes Ryland and makes us like him more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which you don't get in the book.
Yeah.
I talked about this a little bit, like no Rocky biology, and we don't really like he
they
spends
kind
a
of, excuse me, they kind of skim over some of it though, like
yeah.
The sleeping is a big thing in the book,
right?
Him, the way he eats where he like drops his like inner abdomen out.
Yeah.
They kind of like in a PG way show that where he's right. Like rah, 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 and Ryland's like, oh god, you
yeah.
know, because he comments on how he's so they kind of show
right
like, but in the book you get like way
Ryland
more.
Spends so much time trying to figure out Rocky,
and the whole language learning model takes like a very long time.
Yeah.
Whereas you know in the movie he brings his laptop and he's like, voila.
Yeah.
I can talk to you now,
right?
And you know they kind of show a little bit of the process,
and there's
it was good.
There's a few parts in the movie where you're not quite, I don't know, like we don't get the like information about Rocky's home planet and like his environment. And so like,
yeah,
some of that, obviously they grew up in different environments and like, we know that probably a human environment's toxic to Rocky. Like we can understand that,
yeah.
But some of it, like, I don't know.
Well,
they kind of yada yada'd that whole part.
They yada yada tons of science. Like I was telling John, when Rocky throws the blip B and C, that the whole thing is, he's explaining the material of his hull.
Yeah.
And then he's wanting Ryland to send him a sample of what his ship's made out of so that he can make the bridge connection. Yeah. They don't say any of that. And then all of a sudden Rocky's just like connected.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. That takes too long. But it's cool. I think if you are able to read the book first, you can see how the movie is like kind of winking at you.
Yeah.
If you know things.
Yeah.
And then if you don't know things, you don't need to know them.
Right.
So you still understand what's going on. I mean,
that's a great
thought it was
point.
A masterpiece.
Yeah, they did that really well. You're totally right. That's a good thing to call out. Yeah, it's fun for people in the know, and then it was easy for people not in the know to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun experiment for us who've read it to bring our partners who haven't read it.
Yeah.
And I was glad they liked it so much.
And we talked about Eva. It. She's like much more of a cold hard bitch in the books.
Oh yeah. Like.
And then like she actually has a heart, and I love that relationship between the two of her and Ryland. Like that was great. I thought that was great character development for both of them. Like, once again, made Ryland more likable.
Yeah, it did.
And
made Ava more likable.
It made her more likable too. Yeah. So she's much more like business, all business in the books.
Yeah.
Nothing but business.
Yeah. Speaking all the languages. She's basically like, I'm in charge because I speak every language.
Right. But I liked her because I liked her in the movie a lot just because she clearly has a sense of humor, but she's like taking this whole situation so seriously.
Very Eastern European too.
Yeah.
Like not smiling.
But she clearly likes Ryland and his little jokes, and
yeah,
she'll make a little joke every once in a while. I thought it was great. I really liked the way that they evolved that character. And then I think the last couple things were like, Ryland gets to go on Rocky's ship. That's not in the books.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In the bubble, his own bubble.
And I didn't
understand
Rocky's ship at all.
No, I know. You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
With like so the way I saw it in the
it
movie.
It looks like it's just a bunch of sticks in space.
So I saw it as Rocky's whole language system is musical chords. So all the strings I saw, they look like piano strings.
Yeah.
So I saw it all as like their communication network.
Right.
Because everything they do is in chords.
Yeah.
So it's the ship seemed very musical, which I thought was cool.
That was cool. That part was really cool. I just felt like, to me, I looked at it and I was like, I feel like everything's exposed to space.
It did feel very not enclosed and just strings.
So I didn't really.
No wonder everyone
that
died
part.
From radiation poisoning.
But otherwise, it was cool. It was a really cool, beautiful scene. And like you said, the musical part of it was great. I love how they worked that in. That's great, really great
yeah,
call.
That was
out
an
you.
Addition.
Yeah. And then I think there was a slight change in the ending. Like you see Earth, you get to see like Eva pick up the probes. Cause in the books, we don't see anything. We don't know
if they made it,
if they made it or not.
I think in the book, we know that the Earth star, the Iridians can tell
that
the star stopped
right.
dying.
Yeah.
So then Rylan
knows that it
worked,
right.
that they fixed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. But we don't actually
as an older woman because it took 20, 30 years, whatever.
There's a good callback to one of the lines earlier in the movie. You know, you'll figure it out, basically.
Yeah.
So that was a good like tie it up moment.
And it was good like, okay, we got it. They got it.
Yes. And like I said, the Saccharin like sweet ending works so much better like for the movie.
Yes.
Than it does for me for the book.
The baby Rockies.
Yes.
The baby Iridians. I love that they made the babies like all different colors and sizes. Like they're not just all little Rockies. They're diverse.
Yeah.
They look like puppy dogs to me. Dude, Amanda lost her shit when she saw the baby Iridians sobbing.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it just works so much better as a movie ending to me than as a book ending. But, and like I said, different character too. So Rylan's a little different. But I don't know. It really worked for me with the movie.
It is very cheesy, though.
I want to walk out of the
him
movie.
Him starting as a teacher and then ending as a teacher to aliens.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost so cheesy you want to throw up.
I know. That's the way it
it's hard to take.
Yeah.
But it like
somehow you want to walk out of that movie like cheering and happy though.
You're
and
like
it gives you
he's
that feeling.
He's a teacher for aliens.
Yeah.
Love it. Great job.
He gets to hang out with his best friend Rocky. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's great.
And seeing Andy Weir, you know, be cutesy, it's nice.
Yeah.
Because normally he's very sciencey.
Right. Right. His books usually...
I mean, normally
happy
endings.
Ending guy.
Yeah.
Anything spoiler. That we haven't mentioned that you really like missed or didn't like as a change?
Missed or didn't like?
Honestly,
I don't. I didn't walk out thinking about anything
like
I didn't like. I walked out surprised at how much I liked it.
Right.
Because a lot of times with books that I love... I feel protective. I'm like,
for sure, yeah.
I'm like ready to not like the show or the movie, you know? And I walked out happy and surprised. I walked out wanting to see it again. Like I was like, I'll go again right now.
Yeah.
Give me more popcorn.
I know I said this earlier, but it's just like the creators of this movie just really understood how to take the best parts of the book and turn this into a great movie.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of great bones in this. Like as soon as you read the book, you're like,
this could be a great movie.
Yeah.
Right.
But they really just understood it in a way and understand the craft of movie making to like be able to put those two things together. And they were so successful.
I'm gushing. I loved it.
Yep.
It was great.
Honestly, I wouldn't change anything. And I didn't really,
I'm ready to reread it a third time and watch the movie again at the same time.
I definitely didn't walk out and be like, oh, I wish they would have had this part or the, you know, like,
no. And anything like, the week after we saw it, anything I thought of that they left out, it made sense.
Yeah, right.
And anything they added in, it also made sense. Like the VR room, like
that's one thing we didn't mention as a change. Like that was also like the VR room. Like there's a room, you know. I obviously, if you're listening to this, you've seen the movie. So, but I don't know. That added a lot of like poignancy and emotional beats to the movie, and like allowed.
It allows you to see the memories of Earth
and
share with Rocky without being in Rylan's head.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just took a lot of that stuff that was in Rylan's head and gave it, it was just like a really good idea for how to put that on the screen.
So I have some questions for you.
Sure.
Would you, if you were Ryland, volunteer?
Volunteer? I think you'd have to. Yeah.
You think you would, even knowing you would die?
If I was in his position, but you're saving the entire Earth. It's fucking legendary, dude. I would absolutely do that.
And it's so, he, in the book, he's so hypocritical. He's like, I want to save my kids. It's like, yeah, go fucking save them. The only way you can.
He
otherwise,
is like a detestable coward. In
yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, by the time Ava gets the samples that he sends back, like, everyone's already starving. Like, yeah. It's been, the sun's been dying. The Earth has been reacting already.
Right.
Like, his kids are probably not doing good. Yeah. Like, it's already dire. You gotta go.
Yeah. If you had that, if I had that level of knowledge and I was involved to that degree, I would absolutely.
I think I'm like terrified of flying on an airplane. So I think I would be like, don't tell me.
Dying
wink,
in space wink. Next to a fucking star that's not ours is pretty fucking sick.
I'd like the heroin idea.
Yeah. Go out that way, just like full overdose.
Take all Ilukna's vodka and heroin.
I would just take the heroin, open the airlock.
I mean, like, bang. Lights out.
Think about how crazy that
I think
would
when
be.
You open the airlock, doesn't your like tongue swell up first? Yeah. I think you die slowly, according to Red Rising.
Well, yeah, your pressure gets all kind
of
crazy.
Your eyes explode.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. cool. That's good. And then what do you think about when he realizes the Tau Amoeba was eating all the astrophage that was in the rocky material? What would you do?
I mean, you'd have to go back and save Rocky at that point.
You have to.
Yeah.
I think that decision's
like I said, I
easier.
Would die for Rocky.
Like, I think saving Rocky's even easier decision than when you're like, send someone else from Earth.
Earth's kind of fucked.
The Rocky one, you're like, I'm the only one who knows this, and he can't.
Right.
He doesn't know.
That whole like Tau Amoeba situation, them eating the fuel lines, that's a big, that was like a much bigger part of the book, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, and the whole chain scene, and that was very dramatic in the book.
Yeah.
The chain took a long time in the book. Yeah. Like you actually built the whole chain.
And that was another little good detail. Like they had where Rocky built the chain and then they had the automatic, like it takes the chain apart.
Yeah.
They had that in the movie, but it's just like
ting, ting, ting,
two
ting,
seconds
ting.
Where it's like,
where you show. Things.
So if you know the book, you're like, oh yeah, I know that part. I know why it's doing that.
There's a few other changes I just thought of. So when Rocky saves Ryland, when he passes out from the pressure, and the reason is because Rocky's from a high pressure planet, so he can handle all the pressure. So that's good. But, you know, he's off gassing or whatever he's doing.
He's like soot everywhere.
In the book, Ryland, he gets Ryland in the ship calm down. And then Ryland is the one who drags Rocky back into his environment.
Yeah.
And then he like does a bunch of stuff that's actually bad, that's making it worse. But then eventually Rocky's able to like vent his airways or whatever. But they, in the movie, Rocky makes his way back to his environment on his own.
That was probably the only change where I was kind of like, this is kind of.
Because they took away that moment from Ryland where he also, they save each other.
That's a good call out. Yeah. They save each other in that moment. And then.
And it's not just Rocky saving
Ryland.
In
the movie, it's just kind of like. Rocky saves Ryland and then he just like hibernates.
Yeah.
And then he's fine.
But they're never like showing him like recovering.
And Ryland doesn't even do all his science stuff to try to help him.
Yeah. So all the stuff that
he's
didn't,
just, like,
didn't actually help him.
Watching a rock, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only part where I was kind of like, that didn't quite work as well.
So they left that out.
Yeah. That's a good call out.
I literally, like, for weeks, I just randomly am like, they didn't do that. It came to me, like, I haven't been writing him down, but that it made sense for the movie because the movie's long, but it would have been cool too at the same time.
Yeah.
What else is there?
I think that's it. You know what it's time for?
What are we into this week?
Aaron, what are you into this week?
I'm into Ray Porter, you guys. Listen to his books. He's fantastic. Like I said, I'm in Babaverse book 5 now. I started it and then I was like, what the fuck is going on? So then I went back and listened to the end of book 4.
Yeah.
Now I'm back on track. Nice. Because it's been a year.
I still need to read
so.
Babaverse.
Speaking of science, it's very, very science fiction-y.
Okay.
But if you like The Martian, I'd say if you like The Martian, then you might like it. It's cheeky as well. He's Babaverse has that Andy Weir, like, jokey, sarcastic, like, almost dad joke type science fiction. Yeah. I don't know. how to describe it. But Babaverse, I've said I'm into it before, but so this week I'm into Andy Weir specifically. What are you into this week? Andy Weir. Sorry. Yeah. Ray Porter. Mm-hmm. Also Andy Weir. What are you into?
I'm also into an audiobook. I've been reading this book called Iron Gold by Pierce Brown.
You can't be into that.
I'm into it this week. I've been rereading.
You're listening to Tim.
I'm listening to
Gerard Reynolds.
Only like a quarter of the
Have
time.
Have you seen what he looks like? You would not believe.
You've told me this before. Yeah, I've looked at him.
In my head, he looked like Darrow this whole time. And then he's just like a normal dude.
I will say I'm
amazing voice.
Specifically highly enjoying the Ephraim chapters. It's good to have Ephraim back in my life.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah, it's...
I need to do book five of Babaverse, and then I need to do book two of The Will of the Many, The Strength of the Few. I bought like four audiobooks just like knowing I would need them all.
I was going to read Will of the Many next. I was going to eyeball read that one though.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's crazy.
But yeah, dude, I just like Iron Gold's a really good book. Ephraim's great. I was just dying the other day when he was like talking to the two children and, you know, he's just being
snarky. Keeps
calling
her Hatchet Face.
Yeah, it's just so good. I don't know. It's just like he goes, yap, yap, yap. You're the one who got kidnapped, dumbass. It's just like
that's your babysitting style is Ephraim.
So good.
Don't ask Ben to watch your kids. Oh, he's a peach. R.I.P.
It's so good. So I'm looking forward to Dark Age Ephraim as well. I'm gonna listen to that audiobook next. But
it's about time I do a reread.
Iron Gold's just I forgot how much like so much mystery in that book and like things happening you don't understand. I remember
plot
thinking
building.
Back through us like talking through it is really fun and how we
check out our reread episodes.
I know things that we
go
thought
back.
About things that we were wrong about, things that we were right about.
I should go listen to my terrible predictions. That'd be great. I hate making predictions.
Darrow tougher and tougher hang throughout the entire book.
He becomes the Ryland Grace of the book.
I stand by Lyria even stronger. She's amazing. I love Lyria so much.
I was so wrong about Lyria. Just like you're so wrong
Every
about Holiday.
Every time I reread stuff and I reread Lyria stuff, I like her more and more. Her narrator is a little tough. Just
in that book.
Just
she
in
changes,
that book.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's doing a bad job. It's just like...
You just got to speed it up a couple clicks. And then when Lysander comes on, you got to slow him down a couple clicks.
The thing with her is she just... I don't know if she quite understood the character maybe or like the vibe necessarily. She's a little like... da-da.
Like whimsy.
Yeah. And it's just like Lyria's
She's like, Lyria's a bit of bad mood. Lyria's not whimsy.
She captures it sometimes and she does a really good job with the Irish accent. So I don't want to bag her too much.
She
just doesn't quite capture it, especially at the start.
Yeah.
It gets better throughout the book, I think.
That was my initial problem is I listened to it first.
And then the Lysander narrator starts out really well, but
he's so haughty.
Worse throughout the book. And I just listened to the Romulus chapter on the way over where Romulus walks to the dragon tomb.
Yeah.
And
I will love you.
That guy like no-sells some of the greatest lines in Red Rising history.
He's very proper and flat.
So flat.
Yeah.
And he just is like, he says it like so monotone and just like no emotion.
I will love you forever. And when the sun dies, I will love you in the dark.
He's like, yeah. And he's just like, I will love you in the darkness. And he's like, boom. Oh, let's move on. And he's just like moving on to the next thing.
And
like,
then he speaks really fast.
Yeah. There's no impact to it, especially if you have the narration. It's like, we should be like.
But that's why they switched.
But so that part is still, it's beautiful. Romulus, Ra, I also fuck with you for life too.
Oh, yeah.
He's so cool.
He's daddy.
So I don't know. Just been having a great time going back through it. Pierce is really great. Iron Gold's really great. I think we underrate the fuck out of that book.
Okay. It's my favorite book.
Yeah. It's a good one. So that's what I'm into this week.
Pierce Brown. What'd you think of the April Fool's nonsense? I was like, I will never joke about liking Lysander, no matter what. Fuck all of you. That's a terrible joke.
I love the coordinated
I'm also
effort.
Anti-April Fools.
I'm an cause anti.
You guys know me. I can't remember shit, so I'm easily bamboozled. Yeah. And then I'm like, fuck, stop lying to me. I'm
this
gaslit.
Is me too. I'm too dumb and I'm too gullible for
so,
April Fool's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, don't do it to me.
So I don't like it.
No.
Yeah. But I did like the Lysander bit and the coordinated effort.
I was like, how dare you all? Don't even joke about that shit.
There was a lot of good art that came out.
No, there was yeah. good art, yeah. obviously. We have right. the best art.
What's coming up next week on HowlerPod?
Next week on HowlerPod?
I have no idea either.
I was like, do you know something?
We're vibing, you know? You have any ideas?
I was just thinking about Pierce Brown. I was like, you have Pierce Brown's haircut now.
Oh, like, I'm just Pierce inspired.
They did yeah. that post of him being like a romanticy author. Yeah. It's like, but you gotta like put it in your face.
This is a little bit, yeah.
It's more like tortured artist.
I could do
you
that
need to like,
if I wanted to. Yeah. Yeah. I have the availability.
You need to like tumble down the stairs and then that'll be the hair.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're going to keep vibing. If you want to send us ideas for episodes,
text me.
We'll take them. We're going to keep podcasting just because I'm having fun doing it.
Sure.
And
we got this room.
We've had some good conversations with internet friends, so we'll probably should keep doing that.
Loving our internet friends.
And probably on no kind of schedule, so don't have any expectations of us because I'm kind of enjoying just releasing these episodes whenever I want.
Yeah.
And podcasting whenever I want. So that's what we're going to do.
Cool.
All right.
So your assignment is read and see Project Hail Mary. You should have already done that, but do it again. And don't forget to follow us Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I'm going in the wrong order. Email us at howlerpod@gmail.com. Give us a ring. Give us your best Rocky voice. Amaze.
Yeah, amaze. Amaze.
Amaze. That was... Was that in the book? I don't think it was. Thumbs down. That's movie.
Yeah.
Like in the book, he does a thumbs up.
That's what I thought too.
Okay.
Okay.
This is new, but I like it.
It was one of those things where you're feeling like, did I?
Uncanny Valley. I was
misremembering
like,
that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. Leave a voicemail.
Maybe I'm the dumb one. I don't know.
It's okay, Ben. Me too.
I'm not
too.
Willing to walk out on a plank and say that.
I'll walk on a plank. It was a thumbs up. Yeah. Leave a voicemail, 1-800-516-1540. And yeah, go to the fucking movie theater, you guys. It's a great experience.
Save the movies.
Go by yourself. I love going by myself. And like, you know, as long
You've
as there's not.
Never done that before. It's a great time.
It is. It's great.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've actually only done it once, but I enjoyed it.
I've done it like 87 times.
I know.
Yeah.
You're always like, do you want to go to this movie? And if I say no, Ben's like, he's going.
I like seeing movies with people, but
yeah,
I also like going alone.
Sure. It's yeah. fun.
It's a good experience.
And rate and review us 5 stars only. If you don't give us 5 stars only, then I'm going to astrophage your ass.
Thanks, Howlers.
I'm Nisria Lupus.
Oh!